Hello and welcome back to Mindful Minutes, the podcast where we take a pause, think deeper, and challenge the marketing playbook. If you are an SMB leader or a marketing strategist trying to decode this world of AI-driven marketing, you are in the right place. I am Tanay Sarpoddar, your guide through this maze of MarTech, and today we are tackling a big one. I'm sure you've read the topic. It's about human bias in AI marketing, and it's triggering something that says, are we unknowingly feeding AI our own biases? Or let me put it bluntly, are we teaching AI to discriminate, mislead, and exclude, just like we do it ourselves? Yes, AI is no longer a futuristic concept. It's here, embedded in our marketing strategies, predicting consumer behavior, personalizing ads, and even writing your copies. It's efficient, it's fast, and it's constantly learning. But learning from whom? That's the million-dollar question, right? The truth is, AI doesn't generate insights out of thin air. It mirrors the data that we provide. And if that data is biased, whether due to historical trends, unconscious human prejudice, or flawed algorithms, AI simply amplifies those biases at scale. So today, what are we going to do about it? We are going to try and uncover how human biases sneaks into AI marketing and how SMBs can harness this AI's power without falling into these traps. Let's agree. In 2025 and beyond, it's not just about adopting AI. It's about adopting it wisely. So let's get on with it. Is AI the friend that we should trust blindly? Of course, not blindly, but of course, AI is not a villain also. AI is just a super efficient, pattern-hungry assistant. Think of it like one friend who remembers everything you've said and throws it right back at you. The problem here is AI has no filter. If we've historically targeted certain demographies over others, AI will double down on that. If our hiring ads have leaned towards a certain gender, AI will reinforce it. The same goes for ad placements, content suggestions, and even the tone of our messaging. I'm sure you are aware or you remember the scandal of Prolific, which happened a couple of months or years back. When an AI-powered hiring tool favored male candidates over female ones. That wasn't AI being sexist or, holding something. It was AI absorbing decades of human bias from the old hiring data that was there. Now let's apply this to the entire marketing segment. What if our AI-driven campaigns subtly exclude customers based on gender, ethnicity, or socioeconomic background? What if your AI decides to only show your ads to audiences it thinks are likely to convert, based on a biased data set? This is where things are going to get tricky, right? So let's dive deep into the type of AI in marketing first, and then we can look into the biases that even we didn't know we had. So, what's the first one that you've heard? Machine learning. This is the backbone of AI marketing. Machine learning algorithms analyze past data and predict customer behavior, segment audiences, and optimize campaigns. But if the data it learns from is skewed, ML models will reinforce existing biases, right? What's the second one? NLP, natural language processing. From chatbots to AI-generated content, NLP helps businesses automate communication. So, however, if this training is based on a biased language, the AI-generated copy can unintentionally alienate certain audiences. What else? Computer vision. AI is now analyzing images, videos to understand consumer sentiment, categorize content, and even detect brand logos. However, if studies you know, the studies that have shown that facial recognition, that AI can best classify individuals based on race, reinforces the bias in ad targeting. What else? AI-powered recommendation engine, yes. Ever notice how platforms suggest products or content based on your past behavior? Well, while this you know, actually boosts your engagement, it can also create an echo chamber where consumers can only see what AI thinks they want, potentially excluding new and diverse audiences. So you're getting me? There are a lot of things that are powered by AI, but there is a bias that we, you know, we didn't know we had. And biases in AI are sneaky. It doesn't always show up as an obvious discrimination. Sometimes it is just optimized, you know, optimized to the decision making that has gone unchecked. Let me try and break down the types of biases also. First is the historical bias. Here, if your past marketing data has excluded certain audience segments, AI will continue that trend. So if your brand is never advertised to a tier 2 city, AI will assume that they are not worth targeting. You have to make sure that you don't do that. The second is algorithmic bias. So AI models often weigh certain factors more heavily than others, which unintentionally skews up the results. Here, if your past high-spending customers were only from a particular demographic or part of a demographic, AI might overlook the other huge untapped audience. Third, probably one of the important ones, also the important ones, is AI reinforces what it thinks works. If your campaigns have always performed well with a certain type of customer, AI will double down and ignore everything else. It's like a social media echo chamber that I said earlier, except now it's happening in your marketing strategy. So, let's get further. How do we build a fairer future? You've talked about AI being biased, but what about AI or making AI ethical? That would be better, right? Ethical AI meaning ensuring fairness, accountability, and transparency in all the AI-driven decisions. And we can take several steps to move towards this ethical AI in marketing. And the first and foremost would be, you know, do the bias audit. Regularly test your AI-driven campaigns for unintended biases. Many platforms now offer bias detection tools to identify these disparities in targeting and messaging. Second is explainability. So don't trust the black box AI models blindly. Choose your AI tools that allow you to understand how decisions are made. And if you can't explain why AI is prioritizing one audience over other, that's definitely a red flag. Next could be inclusive training data. What it means is we have to ensure diversity in training data so that AI doesn't lead towards one demographic over others. And we can proactively source data from multiple audience segments to create this balanced model out of it. Fourth could be human oversight. Yes, AI should assist, not replace human judgment. SMBs should have a human in the loop system where marketers can intervene if AI-generated decisions seem unfair. For that, humans always have to be there as part of this cycle. You cannot directly understand whether a decision is fair or unfair. Last but not the least, transparency with consumers. So be upfront about the AI's role in marketing. Consumers should know when AI is curating content, making recommendations, or personalizing their experience. Remember, trust always wins loyalty. Let's try and take this a little further. Okay, AI isn't going anywhere. It's up to us to use it responsibly. So let's turn this AI into a friend, not a biased gatekeeper. Okay, so we read that we have to audit, we have to diversify, we have to test for fairness. Just like we run AI A/B tests in our campaigns, we have to do it here And don't over-automate. AI is an amazing tool. So human oversight is non-negotiable. So where does this leave us? AI is transforming marketing in ways we've never seen before, but it's only as good as the data and the ethics that we put into it. Remember, in 2025, SMBs will need to think bigger than just automate. They need to think accountability. The brands that win will be the ones that combine AI's efficiency with human empathy and fairness. I'm sure AI will make billions of decisions for us in the coming years, but the real question would be that are we willing to make sure those decisions are fair, inclusive, and right? Because the future of marketing isn't just about reaching the right customer. It's about making sure everyone gets a fair shot at, you know, being seen. Here, the reality is AI isn't just a tool. It's a reflection of our choices. And as marketers and business leaders, we have to shape or we have the power to shape AI in a way that aligns with our values. If we use it mindfully, AI can be an incredible force for personalization, efficiency, and innovation. But if we let it run on unchecked biases, we are only going to reinforce outdated, flawed marketing practices. So the responsibility is ours. That's it for today's episode of Mindful Minutes. If this conversation sparked something in you, let's keep it going. Let's share this with your team. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Like, share, subscribe, as I say, for more deep dives into AI and MarTech and the future of marketing. Until next time, stay mindful, stay innovative, and most importantly, stay human. Bye-bye.